Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappins, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me is the wonderful, hilarious, just lovable, all-around great guy, Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben. How you doing today, honey?
Oh, I'm doing just fine and dandy. I had a nice casual morning. I had some nice iced coffee, and I was tending to my dying plant, which is fun. Thank you to everyone who's reached out with tips on how to fix my plant. Apparently, I have not watered her enough, so we're going to be doing that.
Come on, Ben. That's like number one thing. I mean, who needs to be told to water their plant? I mean, I love you, but come on.
Now, listen. There was some fear that we had overwatered her. But now it turns out we had underwater. Don't act like this is not a constant challenge.
You know what? I cannot wait until you have a baby.
Never having a baby.
I feel that because I have succulents. And, you know, everyone says those are the easiest things.
They're not.
Some of them get enough water. One of them is like, hey, like what? I'm dying. I'm going to die now. I'm like, why are you dying? I water you at the same time as all the other goddamn succulents. Like, why are you the problem?
Yeah.
You know?
Always.
And then it dies. And I'm like, oh, am I supposed to feel bad for you? You got just as much as everyone else. Okay. My little special plant, like my little snowflake plant.
It's 100% correct. And succulents are real divas. Drive me nuts. Yeah, because Dom and I have been getting into plants lately. So, like, I started up an herb garden. And, you know, we've been going kind of nuts. And it's been really fun. But, now all of a sudden we have responsibilities. And it's hard. So, I will keep everyone updated.
That's why they make you do it in junior high. And also AA.
Mm.
I know because of that Sandra Bullock movie, 28 Days. Where she was an alcoholic who was chased down by zombies or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what happens. The other thing is, this is sort of insufferable, but at the same time, I think, but I am going to just put this out there. I am thinking about doing a Watch What Crappens Peloton ride. And so if you are a Peloton user, I created the hashtag Watch What Crappens. And I was thinking about maybe doing it this Saturday. I don't know, but, I'm just sort of like workshopping it a little bit about like what class to do. I've never really organized one of these things, but if it's something you're interested, you can follow me at Ben Mandelker and hashtag Watch What Crappens. And I'll put information out over our Instagram. Because it would be kind of fun, I think. So keep an eye out for that.
Then, just make sure to tell me what course you're doing, because I'll be that person on the course who runs into the street and throws nails down. Okay, you fuckers, the Peloton.
Virtual nails. I feel like I'm going to have a Peloton report about the experience on our next bonus episode, but actually we have a current bonus episode that's already out where we rant about comedy, and it was really cathartic for me. Cathartic. And I hope it was cathartic for you too, Ronnie. I hope people listen to it because I feel like we had a lot of interesting things to say. If I do say so myself. And lastly, Ronnie, we have some breaking news, Ronnie.
Oh God, who died?
No one died. Do you not know about this breaking news? Okay, I'm going to read this headline. Real Housewives star charged in massive fraud, money laundering scheme. Do you know who it is?
Dorit or Erica? Which one is it?
Federal prosecutors. We're saying federal. This is Teresa Giudice level. Federal prosecutors allege that Jen Shah ran a telemarketing scheme that defrauded hundreds of victims for years. Okay, everyone. Here's the story. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shah. This, by the way, broke 8 minutes before we started recording.
Jen Shah is facing... Yeah, it must have. I mean, geez. I'm on the freaking phone all day staring at stupid Bravo news, you would think I would have seen this. God damn it!
Yeah. No, this literally just broke. Thank you to Michelle Collins for tweeting about it right before I came on here and I saw it on her feed. So she is facing federal charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering in connection with a purported long-running telemarketing scam, federal prosecutors said on Tuesday. Shaw was arrested earlier Tuesday in Salt Lake City on the indictment out of Manhattan Federal Court. Stuart Smith, who appeared with Shaw on Real Housewives, was also indicted in the alleged scheme. Oh, Stuart was her... wow.
He was her gay for pay. Wow.
Wait, here's more.
Wow, so here's, couldn't have happened to a nicer person, eh? No wonder she never talked about her business in that. And then when they asked Shaw her about her business in the reunion, she's like, well, it's a business for marketing. You know what? Don't you even ask me about my business, okay? It's marketing, all right? And she threw Andy across the room and like hit him on the head with a baby.
Yeah. So Jennifer Shaw, who portrays herself as a wealthy and successful business person, by the way, I'm reading this off the NBC New York article, NBCNewYork.com, who portrays herself as a wealthy and successful business person on reality television, and Stuart Smith, who is portrayed as Shaw's first assistant, allegedly generated and sold lead lists of innocent individuals for other members of their scheme to repeatedly scam. In actual reality, and as alleged, the so-called business opportunities pushed on the victims by Shaw, Smith, and their co-conspirators were just fraudulent schemes motivated by greed to steal victims' money. That is what the Manhattan U.S. attorney Audrey Strauss said. And you know, that is bad. You know, Jen Shaw, if you are being prosecuted by the Manhattan U.S. attorney, like, isn't this the same district that's like going after Trump? I mean, like, you really fucked up, girl.
Yeah. They say that they have hundreds of victims, and this is by Audrey, so.
According to the indictment against them, they were alleged scamming for at least 9 years, Mr. Muchnick, from 2012 until this month.
Wow. Okay, well, she just became interesting again. I wonder if they're shooting right now.
Yeah, well, actually, I did hear that there is a press conference that's happening right now. Should we tune in to hear? Oh, look.
Okay.
I believe, is this, spokeswoman for Jen Shaw, apparently Meredith Marks is taking to the podium. Oh, wow. Oh, should we tune in?
Hi. Yeah, hi. I'll take some questions. I'll engage.
I love that. I've got a question.
You lady who pretends to be my friend, but then doesn't get mad at people when they say that I'm cheating. You, go ahead.
I love that. Okay, I have a question. All right. Did Jen Shaw defraud any people of Diet Coke?
You know, to my knowledge, my husband has been faithful ever since we've made up maybe 10 minutes ago, and that is all I will content. That is all I will comment about, okay? I am disengaging from this. I am disengaging.
I love that. One last follow-up question. That microphone on the podium, can I touch?
Oh, my God, for Christ's sake. You know, I'm disengaging. Okay, look who's coming to the stand. It's Whitney. It's Whitney from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Whitney, will you take some questions, Whitney?
Yes, I will. I would be very happy to take those questions. Please, question me.
Hi, Whitney. Hi, it's me, Audrey, from New York News 4. Okay, here's my question. Whitney, did Jen ever defraud a womb chair?
First of all, Audrey, I want to compliment you on the spray tan you got on your hands. That's
very
lovely.
Oh my God, thank you. I love that. I started a trend.
Yes. So the reason why the womb chairs were involved. Wait, let me start again.
Oh my God, you're so stupid. I can't even sit through this answer.
Womb chairs are like fraud. Like, okay, can I start over?
New York weather, bad weather, Whitney Heather, New York bad weather. You're done. Get off the stand. You're stupid. I can't even take you anymore.
It looks like we have a question in the audience from a Dorinda Medley, reporter Dorinda Medley with New York One. Miss Medley, questions.
Yeah, I got some questions. Here's my questions, okay? If you're going to fraud somebody, why are you going to defraud him after? You know what you need? You at least need the balls to stick to your original fraud. If you're going to fraud somebody, don't go back and then try and defraud somebody, all right? You better back it up, defrauder. You better back it up, defrauder bitch.
Whitney, I think I'm going to take this one. Miss Medley, we are not engaging with your question. We have listened to it and we've put it into our metaphorical blender without the top on, and it sprayed all over our metaphorical kitchen. So we're just going to disengage from here. Thank you very much.
Merritt, this is a question for Meredith. This is Brooks, your son. I have a question.
Yes. Question to the fabulous fashion designer in the front row there.
Yes. Okay, Mom. I'm a vegan now, as you know, and we're out of chicken nuggets. Could you do something about that?
Well, Brooks, you just have to go to the store and buy the chicken nuggets. They're in the frozen food aisle, and you just have to dig all the way in there, Brooks. I can't do everything for you.
But there's cheese at the grocery store, and cheese is gross.
Okay, I'll do this for you, Brooks. I don't want you to get upset. Okay, everyone, this press conference is unfortunately over because I have to get some chicken nuggets for Brooks, and I don't want him getting exposed to cheese.
Oh, yeah, you better say it's over. Yeah. You better get the hell off the stage, bitch. Happy birthday to you.
All right, all right. Wow.
Did I miss it?
Jen Shaw. Wow, good luck, Jen. Good luck to you. Couldn't have happened to a nicer person. Hope she can behave herself in court. This should be fun. Can't wait. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Just when you think the world is done giving you good news.
Salt Lake is really, they are, wow, this is going to be a great season, too. I love this. I love this.
All right. Well, guys, this is actually a Below Deck Sailing Yacht recap. So let's get on with that, shall we, man? It's a very, very big episode. And speaking of news, I mean, good Lord, the clients on this trip, the guests, Barry and company, Barry and Tony and company, are apparently monsters. Okay.
Oh, so apparently.
A bunch of people.
Really? I couldn't suss that out the first episode. Glad we clarified that.
Well, we knew that they were monsters, but man, you do some Googling on these two. Yikes! Okay, so we already know that Barry stole his daughter's boyfriend, who is Scott, who aptly wears a hat that says dope on it. So we know that already. What's their other stuff? They became loaded from Bitcoin, and you know I love my cryptocurrencies, but apparently that's how they became recently loaded. I guess that's why they act so nouveau, because Tony cashed out like $90 million worth of Bitcoin last year, which is crazy, or this year, which is crazy. And Safi has had a lot of, first of all, they named her Safi. They have to be fans of Absolutely Fabulous. And Safi is,
her name is
always abused on that show. Like, just constantly, they just constantly abuse her. And I just think it's hilarious that they named her that and then probably constantly abuse her.
Yes.
You know, emotionally, everybody emotionally.
I mean, yes. I mean, I don't know. Maybe your dad stealing your boyfriend. I think that counts as abuse.
Yeah. Well, she apparently has some blog or something for a magazine called Absolutely Fabulous with Safi. Like, find my absolutely fabulous life with Safi. So, wow, they really did name her after Safi, which is just, I will never stop laughing at that.
Yes.
So she was talking about all the plastic surgery that she's had and that her dad wanted her to get double D's, but she insisted on a smaller size. This guy's just a fucking monster, okay?
He is.
What's their other stuff?
Well, so,
you guys,
Tony,
just do yourself a favor and Google them.
Well, the only other thing that I saw, so Tony was diagnosed with throat cancer a few years ago, and Brent is actually his nurse, and they fell in love. So, you know, romance is alive and well on this show, right? I mean, this family has it all. I have to say, watching this episode, I was really struck not just by the general dysfunction of this family, but like the cult-like quality that they have. It seems like Barry is kind of like the leader, and he calls all the shots. They all kind of like do what he says. He dresses them to kind of look like him. like he is oddly controlling and in their actions, as we'll see. I don't know. The whole thing just felt very strange. It felt like none of them were allowed to have like their own personalities or say. They just sort of do. They just have to keep him happy. It felt very much like NXIVM or any of the various cult documentaries we saw over the past year.
Oh,
not
really?
Not saying they are a cult, but just that cult of personality, right? Where it's just like, it's all about Barry at all times. Like, he's kind of just like super narcissistic.
What I see is a gay guy who was raised by a very dramatic mother, and we all become our mothers.
Oh, you know? 100%.
Like, I bitch about my mother all the time, but then I am her. Like, I am her without a red wig. You know, like I'm very, very close. So I just figure he's overdramatic because of that. I mean, I don't know. Cults are very confusing, though. But following Barry, I mean, that's just
I'm not saying crazy. It is a cult. I'm saying it's that same kind of dynamic, right? Where people just kind of like fawn over one person. Like just that scene later in the episode where he is like showing them all footage that he took of them swimming for Louboutins or whatever, and they're just like sitting there smiling. And I don't know, for some reason, the whole thing. I was like, this is just a weird dynamic in this family. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's for damn sure. So here we are back on Barry's trip. It's still the first night, and the food is all coming out at different times because, you know, they ordered 9 different steaks done differently, and everybody had to have different kinds of potatoes.
Yes.
So Barry's mad, and he's saying, just for the future, I don't want to see my daughter finish her food, and then I have to look over at Tony, and then Tony hasn't had his food, but then Tony gets his food, and then when Tony's finished with his food, then Brett gets his food, but I haven't had my food, and he's still eating. Saffron's almost done eating, but then Tony is almost finished eating as well, but then Brett's not finished eating. Do you know what I'm saying? All right.
You want your food at the same time, sir. Yes, we get it.
Listen, I don't want to look over at Saffron. That's it. I just don't want to look at her. Why is she even here?
Do food better and get me a better daughter. That would be great. Get me a daughter worth a steak.
Right. Dad! So, so Danny goes to the guy. That's pretty much all she says all episode.
Dad!
My food's cold, Dad! So Danny goes and tells everyone in the galley, and Natasha's like, we are dealing with 9 different guests who want 9 different steaks cooked at a different temperature, and they want fries and mashed potato. I'm a fucking chef. I'm not a clown. I don't do magic. I'm like, well, I don't think clowns do magic, but I see what you're saying. Yes, I agree.
So, wow, there's another job you'd suck at, being a clown.
Yeah, exactly.
They'd be like, why is that clown trying to do magic? I can't do it all at one time!
So then Daisy...
Drive tiny car, pull bunny out of my hat. I just can't keep up. So Glenn and Daisy are talking, and Daisy's like, oh, well, I've got to let you know, there's a comment that dinner is not coming out at the same time. And I'm just warning you, they're going to have a problem with it.
Yeah. And then Tony downstairs is like, you know, the only criticism apart from the timing is that it's all cold. I'm like, well, how about you just like don't order so many variations of potatoes? I think that's what really slowed everything down. You can only have so many potatoes, right? So stop ordering. Just say a bowl of mashed potatoes, a bowl of fries, and y'all just deal with it, okay?
And then Barry tells his little kid, he's like, well, you might as well enjoy this because when we get home, you're going to fat camp.
It's truly like taken right out of gay cinema, like iconic.
Yes,
gay cinema.
That was taken right out of my life. My mother still tells me that. Okay, like for Christmas, my mom got me diet pills. Okay, so and I actually did go to fat camp, and people online are having a fit about this scene, and I'm like, what's so wrong? My mom's great.
Look, it could have been worse. It could have been fat school, right? Fat camp is at least fun, right? So Jean-Luc is... meanwhile, Jean-Luc is flirting with Danny, and he's saying how, like, yeah, you know, you get sort of bored with people from your own country, right? Like, American girls are so boring to me. You must get bored with Brazilian guys. She's like, yeah, I don't like Brazilian guys very much. And he's like, yeah, well, maybe you want something new, you know, something fresh, something new, something Southern, you know? And then she just starts talking. He's like, you didn't catch that, did you, huh? Something Southern.
He's like, no, come on. You didn't catch it. I even put a little accent in there. Something fresh, something new, something Southern. She's like, oh, you're so tall. What is that from? Something Southern. I'm looking it up.
I don't
something
know. Southern. I don't know what it was, but Danny was like, whatever. I feel bad for Danny because I feel like we see her general horniness sort of take over her taste levels, right? Like, I feel like...
Yeah, like all of us. Oh, my God.
Like a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
You look past so much just because he's hot. And he's not really even hot. He's just very tall.
He's not. Yeah. He's a little kind of Wolverine-ish. And, you know, a few weeks ago she was like, no. But now she's kind of like, maybe. It's just like, it's been a few weeks now. So I'm just like, I'm ready.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Glenn, so now after these people have all been bitching and moaning about the food, Glenn goes over to check in on them and he's like, just want to make sure you guys are all enjoying your meal. And Barry's like, amazing, absolutely amazing. Everything's been wonderful. We're having a great time. Absolutely wonderful, lovely. I'm like, of course, these are the sort of people that bitch and bitch and bitch. And then when you come to check in, they're like, no, it's lovely, it's lovely. And then they're going to go give you a bad review afterwards.
Well, I think he's doing that because Daisy's tattletaling every chance she gets.
Yeah.
It's like every time anything happens, she runs up to the captain like, oh, I've got something to tell you, Captain. It's like a conspiratorial little Daisy, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, well, here there's a problem. Everything all right? And they're like, no, everything's fine. It's like, this is my personality. Am I supposed to just stop emoting now?
Yeah. So then he's like, well, how about the ceiling? You guys like that? And he's like, absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And he's like not even paying attention to Glenn. And he's like, I have a question. What else can we do while we're here with you guys? Is there anything we could do? Like, I don't know, maybe gay orgy with JL and all the boys. I don't know. Thinking out loud. Workshopping that.
You know what I was thinking? You guys could set up a dunk pool filled with bleach and we could just throw apples until Safi falls in. Right. Do you have anything like that set up?
Are there any shocks nearby? I was thinking we could maybe throw saffron in and see how she fares. Anything like that?
You know, what's that stuff that you're cleaning the floor, the teak? All right, get some teak, put it in some injectables, and let's tell Safi it's spa day. All right?
Oh, I have an idea. No, I was just looking at these beautiful sails, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be absolutely delightful if we just tied Safi up to the top of that mast and just let her hang there for a few days? Can we do that? That'd be hilarious. Safi, you want to do that?
Dad! I don't want to do that, Dad!
By the way, also, poor Saffron. She's, I think, the first person that I've ever seen do this, but she totally is, of course, the person I would expect to do this the most. She had like a steak mustache. You know, like a milk mustache? She had like a steak mustache. I was like, oh, Safi, wipe your lips. You got a steak
poor
mustache.
Poor thing. It's because she's injected and Botox and pulled. And I mean, she's got so much done to her damn face. A girl can't even feel her lips. Of course, she's trying to feed her nose a steak. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I've just never seen someone get a steak mustache before. But somehow she got one. It was just like steak around the rim of her like.
She
her
just
lip.
Keeps missing her mouth. It's like, ow, Dad.
Okay, boys.
Oh, Dad! We're no still working on forks with dear Safi, all right?
No one tell Safi she has a steak mustache, okay? Just tell her she looks beautiful, okay? Safi, you look beautiful. You don't have a steak mustache at all.
Really, Dad?
Really.
Thanks, Dad! So, Daisy is trying to get all the deck crew to help with dishes and stuff this whole episode, and Jean-Luc is helping, so she's like,
yeah, thanks for your help, JL. It's pretty normal on these boats to get some help, isn't it?
And he's like, whatever, there's a hot girl here, you know? So he's flirting with Danny over dishes, and he's like, so, what's up? Tell me what's up. She's like, nothing. Are you sure? Sure nothing's up? Want me to say it in a southern accent?
Yeah, should I remind you I'm from the south? So then Gary is upstairs and he's like picking up cushions and he's just like really annoyed because he's like all his team is helping the interior, you know, because there's 9 demanding people on board and he's like, I've never seen 3 deck crew having helped out with the interior. We never get help, but as soon as they need nope, we have to go and do it right now. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, you know what? Remember when you also shat in the toilet right before the charter? Remember when you did that? Like, I'm sorry. Like, this is what happens. You like made life hard for them. So now you have to make life easier for them.
And Brent is, of course, just fall down drunk, as usual, okay? This is what happens, okay? it's like the hookers, both of the hookers' first time on a luxury yacht or something. They were going nuts. So it's bedtime, and Jean-Luc tries his flirting again. So he passes by Daisy, and he's like, I'm fixing to go to bed, eh? Yeah, use some meemaw language there with fixing. Hope it turns you on. If you like that, you know where to find some more of this. Right,
who do you
lady?
Think you are? Who do you think you are? I get to bed already.
So,
unless you're counting Peters, I don't need you in my face.
So, meanwhile, Gary and Allie are in the crew mess, eating a depressing dinner that Natasha has made for the crew, and they're just like flirting about nothing interesting. And Sydney is in her room, and she, like, at the moment she hears them talking, she, like, wakes up and, like, jumps out of bed.
She pops right up. She, like, jolts up and lifts her eye mask.
Yeah, and then Allie's just, of course, you know, she's just, she's dazzling us with interesting commentary. She's like, if I see a movie I like, I'll watch that same movie over and over and over again. Ooh!
Oh, yeah? What movie's that?
The Heels Have Eyes. I was like, what? You think it's going to be like Sense and Sensibility or, you know, you've got mail.
Cinderella's a good one. Oh, I love the girl in glass shoes. I've never really understood that, but she does it so well.
You know what movie I just absolutely love? Faces of Death. You ever see that? It's just charming.
Sometimes I just think my favorite show must be beheading videos on YouTube. They're just so good. And I eat a kilo a week. I find something and this is how I do it. I just love food.
So, of course, Sydney walks in and totally breaks up the flirting. And she's like, well, my headphones fell and I heard you guys. So I thought I'd just come in here and rummage through something that I don't need just to be here and make sure you guys don't flirt about The Hills Have Eyes anymore.
So it's the next day, and tonight is going to be a drag party. And Glenn tells Jean-Luc, you're going to be the star of the show, dude. And then Glenn, everybody's basically getting ready to go, and he's asking Jean-Luc if he's okay in that bunk. And JL's like, yeah, actually pretty excited about it.
Yeah. He's basically Carl now. Yeah, I love the bunk. Yeah. Oh, it looks great. Yeah, it looks great, Captain Glenn. Yeah. So then Natasha's making breakfast and the guests are waking up. And so Barry puts in an order for a poached egg with bacon. So then Natasha, meanwhile, is, you know, she's saying how, like, last night was a disaster. And she's like, you know, I don't train at the best restaurant in the world to be taken down by Barry, okay? So then Barry... So now it's time to abuse Saffron some more. So Barry turns to Saffron and he's like, so how are you going to feel when Scott is your stepdad, huh? How do you feel?
Little? I'll never call him dad.
Yes, you will, little steak mustache. How do you feel? How do you feel, little Safi? Little Safi who no longer has a boyfriend but a stepdad. How do you feel, Safi?
I will never call him dad, and he will never be my dad. Oh, this salt shaker hurt my teeth, Dad.
Daisy, okay, here's what we'd like for the table. I'll have poached eggs and some bacon, and I think Brent's going to have some poached eggs, maybe with some lobster hollandaise, and then, I don't know, why don't we just do lovely, just like a lovely medley of eggs and meats and etc. for everyone, and then for Saffron, just give her a bowl of farina. That's all she needs.
So Natasha's like, okay, here's your poached eggs and sauce. And Daisy's like,
he didn't say eggs, Benny. He said poached egg.
She goes, normally poached eggs come like this. Which, no, they don't. Okay?
They don't.
I don't know.
Poached eggs are different. And Daisy goes, well, I don't like hollandaise, so... And she goes, bitch, don't question how to make... I don't question how to make a bed, so please don't tell me how to make a poached egg. It's like, she wasn't saying how to make a poached egg. She was saying, why is there sauce?
And Natasha keeps resorting to dissing people on their job. You know, yeah. She's like, I don't tell you how to make a bed. And later she's like, oh, go sweep something. So then Barry is like, this is drowning in hollandaise. I mean, it's like when Saffron came out of the womb. What a mess. Listen, you know what? You'll have to take this back. I just want a poached egg, for Christ's sake. All right? Just think of Brent's brain and go with that.
Here's what I want. I just want something plain without any excitement. Plain, boring, lackluster, like Saffron. Make the Saffron of eggs, please.
Yes, so, all right. You know what? Make me a poached egg with some falsies. All right, that's what I want. Just get it out on the table. I don't care how you do it.
Can you make a poached egg that also has a steak mustache on it? That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Dad,
I didn't know.
So Daisy's like, ugh, I knew she fucked that up. So Allie returns it, and Natasha's like,
seriously, are you serious right now? I've never had poached eggs without this sauce. This is ridiculous.
And Daisy's like, well, I've never had it with sauce. So if I want sauce, I'll say I want sauce.
Oh, really? Why don't you go and plug the toilet?
And then Barry's like, how fucking hard is it to poach an egg? I can't do it. I'm not a professional chef who's worked in the best restaurants in the world, actually. I can do it. So Jean-Luc is just doing work, and Gary is like, oh, it must be because of the bunk switch. He's suddenly doing work. Blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, yeah, that's not the point. So then... And so then, now
so tattletale time. It's another tattletale scene. So Daisy runs right up to Glenn, and she's like, "Just so you know, there was a bit of a fuck up at breakfast. So they said they wanted poached eggs, but here's what happened: Natasha makes a Benedict." And he's like, "Oh gosh, this is my character. I'm making an I care face. I'm really trying here. I'm really trying. Do I look like I care?"
And then Natasha enters in, and she just starts going, no problem, no problem, there was no problem, it was no problem, no problem, no problem, there was no problem, though.
Yeah, because she catches him, and Daisy's like, oh, I'm just letting him know about the beanie. She's like, oh, what, what? There's no problem with the Benny. And she tells us, Daisy is such a bitch, running to Captain about poached eggs. If you're bored, dust the lamp or clean or some shit. I was like, ooh, girl, don't ever shame a maid about cleaning.
Okay? Yeah, because
you're likely to get a broom up your ass.
That's right. So now Daisy goes to check in with Barry. She's like, so what do you want to do today? Do you want to go to an island and then we can abandon you there for several hours? How does that sound to you, Barry? And so he's basically like, they want to go swimming and then they want to have lunch on this beach. And Daisy is just like, she's like, there's no way we're going to serve them lunch on that beach because things are already a disaster. So she's like, so about lunch, you know, I think it'll be better on the boat, you know, than on the beach, you know. But we could do it on the beach, too. I mean, if you want to have a crappy lunch filled with dirt and shit in your mouth, you know, but we could also do it here on the boat. And they're like, yeah, we'll do it on the boat.
Well, after that crap she sent me this morning, I wanted to make her job harder. So let's have sushi on the beach then. And Tony's like, but it will be warm. She's like, no, you should do it on the boat then. You should. Well, there'll be drinks here. And he's like, fine, we'll do it on the boat.
Yeah, so they're like, okay, so just can we just have some sushi and some nigiri? You know what nigiri is? It's basically sushi in a bow. You know, that's what we'll have. And then Scott, the, you know, prostitute number one, is like, I'd like to have some chicken tenders and fries, please. It's just like, yeah. Oh, gosh.
He's like, oh, I'm not eating sushi. And I think this is where he's wearing his dope hat, which is just so perfect.
Yeah.
And then Barry's like, and no sauces other than teriyaki. Like, okay.
No sauces, only except for the one that was really popular in like the 90s. So
I'm never on sushi, really. Is it? Is teriyaki sauce a popular sauce with sushi?
No, but people do order chicken teriyaki sometimes at sushi places, especially if they don't eat sushi, but still, it's still like, and here's the thing, with our sushi, no béarnaise sauce, please. Have that on the side. Thank you. It's like,
Well, if she fucks this one up, I'm going to have to cook the next meal myself. I said we should bring our own chef. I said we should.
Yeah. And meanwhile, so Brent is very scared. Now they're going to go swimming, and Brent is very scared of whales. he's like scared to go swimming because there may be whales in the water. So
odd for someone who's landed one recently. Oh. But there you go. So he's scared of whales. And then Saffron goes, "Look, shark! Ha 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 ha!" And no one laughs.
Quote Saffron, otherwise you're going back into the cage.
So Daisy goes down to the galley, and of course she's so passive aggressive. She has this big smile on her face, and she goes,
"So they want sushi and nigiri for lunch, but no sauces because I think they're quite traumatized from the hollandaise. You know what I'm saying? Remember that when they got the hollandaise, and I told you not to make the hollandaise." Oh.
Oh, so Natasha's like, "Could you write that down, please?" And she's hating her, right? You just see her give her the dirtiest look. Yeah. So then they're on their way to this little island, and on the boat, Barry goes, "All right, it's a race. Get in the water and swim. It's a race for a pair of Louboutins. Come on."
Like, what? Like, what is this weird family that does this?
Like, it's a race for Louboutins. We don't like losers in this family. Come on, we don't like losers. Oh, I'm sorry, Saffron. Did I say that too loudly in front of you?
The Swish Family Robinson. I love that. So Barry's like, "Come on, South Louboutins. Oh, come on, you bitches. Listen, I can tell you two is not my kids. My kids would do anything for a pair of Louboutins. We don't like losers around here."
"All right, guess what? You all get Louboutins, except for Saffron. She just gets some palm fronds from that local tree over there. Okay, enjoy, everyone."
"Until Saffron agrees to get breasts that give her scoliosis, she gets nothing from me."
"Oh, look, Saffron, you're scaring away all the people, all the fish in the ocean. That is so amazing." What an honor for you to be so horrific to all the marine life.
So Natasha's boning her fish, and Allie asks her about dinner, and it's going to be a party night, guys. So now everybody is late. I mean, this family really does nothing. I'm glad they had that swimming moment, because the rest of the time pretty much is them sitting in a semicircle on this really rocky beach listening to Barry bitch about everything.
Right. But on top of that, though, I mean, Jean-Luc was supposed to make that beach look cute. I don't know why it was Jean-Luc's duty to do that, because I would never trust him to make anything look cute. And all he did was set up a bunch of chairs in a semicircle. So they're just sitting there with nothing to do. It's not cute. There's no cocktails. There's nothing. And so now Barry is like, "You know what I would like? I'd just like some plain sandwiches, maybe some vodkas and some Cokes, you know, things like that." Which I'm like, vodka and Coke. Okay, live your life. That's an interesting request. I want some plain sandwiches. You know what I'd like? A very plain, uninteresting sandwich. Oh, we call them saffrons. Can we get some saffrons in here, please?
They're made on Milk Toast, so figure that out. Here's the thing. He's not really wrong in a lot of this stuff, right? Like, he's an asshole, but his complaints are pretty much valid so far. I mean, what the hell are they doing there? They're sitting on folding chairs at the beach. Nothing's going on. Nothing to drink. This is crazy. So he sounds like an asshole, but they have like zero service. They just have some weird lurch standing there staring them down, right?
Yeah. So I mean, Gary, I think they should have at least had some snacks, like some platters with cheese or whatever. Because I think they said, we'll have lunch on the boat, but it's implied that when we go to the beach, we're also going to like give us some cheeses.
You have like a tent set up, a little bar. I mean, come on. So I've seen Below Deck. I know how it works, guys. So they, you know, and he's fairly nice about it, I guess. But Gary radios and is like, "They'd like some sandwiches and possibly some sodas. And I don't know, just make it something good for them."
Yeah.
And Daisy's like, "Fucking assholes. I knew it."
Yeah, so now Gary has to go back with a tender to the boat, and the tender's doing something really weird. So he gets back to the boat, so he starts heading back to the boat, and then meanwhile Barry's just like, you know, talking to the group. He's got nothing. Barry basically has nothing to do. He's just trying to stir up trouble. So he starts pestering. Them, and he's like, "All right, everyone, who's your favorite crew member?" And Brent is like, "I like long legs." Yeah, and because they are like all obsessed with Jean-Luc for some reason again. Height. He's tall.
Yeah.
And so then the tender gets back to the main boat, and its hydraulic line is all burst, and there's oil everywhere inside, and it's kind of a huge disaster.
And then back with Barry's like, "I'll tell you what, these sandwiches are taking a long time. I feel like I'm wasting away over here. But you don't complain to the chef, it's just spitting your food, you know, her. You know, I know there's a lot of meat waste away, but this is bad. Just look at me. Ha ha ha. At least we could get that boat back for a little guttural noise. It sounds like Saffron at a talent show, doesn't it, Saff? Remember that, Saff?" Embarrassment.
If we don't get out of, if we don't finish this experience up soon, my blindingly pale son might get a fraction less blindingly pale at the moment. We have to finish this up. This is taking too long.
So they're joking that they had to, Tony's like, they had to cut the charter because they lost the guests.
Yes, we left them in an alcove in Croatia.
Yeah. So now it's been 30 minutes since the sandwiches have been ordered, and Glenn is calling Bruno, who's the Norma of boats. And, he basically is like, can we rent a tender and everything? And now it's, so now it's 45 minutes. The clock, it's, this is one of these things where like the clock is progressing and we're going back and forth between what the disaster on the boat and then Barry on the beach. And the time is just like ticking away. And now Barry's like, do we have Captain Glenn's mobile? Can I call him on the mobile? I just want to send him pictures of my stupid daughter Saffron and be like, look at this crazy beast we found on the beach. It'd be hilarious. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on it before I do it. Make it funnier. You know what I'm saying?
So Daisy goes to Glenn and she's like, we've got sandwiches and a cuda. And he says, all right, half an hour. And she's like, I don't think that's going to work. So she suggests that they paddleboard some drinks out there, which of course she ain't going to paddleboard, but she'll suggest that somebody else does. And of course, Allie's like, I can do it.
You just never know who's out there looking at you. Might kill your entire family. Sounds fun to me.
So then, but it's actually Sydney who winds up going over on a paddleboard with the food and the drinks, which was, it was pretty baller, but it was also very nerve-wracking. I was like, this shit's all going to wind up in the ocean. Like, we all know this, right? Like, I fully expected a wave or something to happen, but she actually gets it to them. And it's pretty amazing. And then, so they finally get their sandwiches, and then Barry starts eating his, and he's like, oh, the sandwich is a bit plain, isn't it? It's just a little plain sandwich, a little ham in it. I'm like, you literally asked for a plain sandwich. It's on camera. You said, can I have a plain sandwich?
Because I need to teach her how to make a fucking sandwich. Such a little bitch, this guy. John Luke is like, okay, here she is. And Barry's like, who is it? Have we even met that one?
Yeah.
All right, who do you think is pretty? Who do you think it is? And he says, oh, her name is Danny. He's like, oh, you'll have to show me that one. You have to show me that one when we get back. Oh, God, these sandwiches are terrible. All right, let's go back. It's like, wow, what a fun day. You sat in a semicircle, ate a sandwich really fast, and went back.
Yeah.
Well, it was worth all this money, foo.
Yeah, exactly. So now the new tender arrives. So Gary tells us that he's like really happy the tender arrived because he didn't want to have to paddleboard 9 guests back. He goes, because that would have been like a cat dropped into water frantic like that. I'm like, I am not following you, Gary, now. You've lost me.
So then back on the tender, they're coming back on the tender, and Natasha is talking to Daisy, and she's like, in a restaurant you can do it, but you know what, I can't do it. I cannot do all the sushi and then do a sandwich and then do this. Next thing you know, there's going to be 10 potatoes knocking at my door asking to be prepared different ways. Okay, I cannot do this whole thing by myself.
Yeah. And then Glenn is losing it because they have to move this broken tender out of the way so it's not an eyesore. So in the process of moving the broken tender away, it's like, you know, it's starting to scratch up his new paint job. And he's like, the fucking tender is scratching up the fucking new paint job. I'm so mad right now. Oh, good. Got that out. Okay, everyone. I'm back to being nice, Captain Glenn. Okay.
So Danny sets the table nice for dinner, and Barry's like, whoa, that's a nice table. Oh, get everyone thin, get in there. Come on, Brent. All right, slide in there. I have high expectations of this meal. I'm sorry, I couldn't even pretend, Saf.
Anyone who's not going to fat camp, go slide right into this table. Okay, little boy, I don't even know your name. You stay here on a separate chair. And Saffron, you're not going to fat camp, but you are sort of a bother, so you get to stand there in the corner. Okay, great, ready for lunch.
So Danny's like, they're already sitting down. And Daisy's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you kidding me? I can't believe they're already sitting down at the table. We weren't ready for the table yet. She's only made like,
what time is it? We have half an hour still. Well, you know what? Just tell them that we want it. Sorry, but the chef said that she's worked for the best chefs in the world. If she can't get it rustled up for 9, then she's worthless, isn't she?
Yeah, well, she didn't run like the kitchen by herself at those restaurants. She just learned how to make good food. But like, when there are 9 people who come in and there's no sous chefs or, you know, any... any sort of like expediting or whatever, you know, it just doesn't go so easily, you know? And also, by the way, those top restaurants in the world, you can't just like, you can't go into the French Laundry and be like, by the way, I also want like a bowl of potatoes, mashed potatoes and garlic mashed potatoes and wasabi mashed potatoes and fries and cheesy fries and all that stuff. It just isn't going to work.
I mean, some of those special orders are like, get the fuck out of here. But yeah, you can't just come in with the table of nine and sit down whenever you want to either, sir.
Yeah.
So Daisy comes out. She's like, we communicated to 2:30, didn't we? We can start bringing it out, but she's not done yet. Is that all right? Is anyone going to get hurt here? Oh, Lord. And he's like, it's fine. Just do it, you know? So Allie's talking to Gary, and it's flirting session.
Oh yeah,
she's like, good. What's wrong with ya? And he says, oh, those houses broke. She goes, a drama. And meanwhile, here I am, just has been safe and sound.
Yeah, and he's like, it's good to see you smiling. You looked upset earlier. And she's like, well, I'm still upset about my pa. And they're just talking, and he goes, see, you didn't get a good night hug. You need one of those when you go to bed. Well, I'm making him Irish now because everything's a disaster on this show. But I'm like, also, like, are you really going to turn her grandfather's death into, like, an occasion for flirting?
Yes. Yes. It's the old, hey, your grandpa just died. Want to fuck now?
Yeah.
Trick.
So now now Danny is at this table, and Barry's like, Danny, if you had to repopulate the earth with a crew member, who would you choose? And do you think your children would look like Safi over there? Because then you might question whether it's worth it. Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
And she's like, you know, on these things, the guests either ignore you and treat you like crap, or then you get like Barry, like, what's going on? So here's what I do in every situation. I have stew face. Mm-hmm. And she just like smiles and nods her head. And so she answers that it's Jean-Luc, and they're all ooh and ah. And he's like, yeah, you know what? He's like, you know what this is, don't you? The Lover.
So then Natasha's plating in the galley, and then Daisy walks in and is like, okay, they're all sat down now. You're ready now with your sushi. And Natasha's like, why are you telling me your problems, Daisy? And she goes, what? She goes, what? And because like, I don't know why. I actually don't know why Natasha said that. Like, why are you telling me your problems?
But, yeah, that makes no sense. And she's like, well, I'm just saying what they're doing. You don't have to like be like that. And Natasha just laughs. So then Gary goes to the guest and he's like, hello guys, water toys, we've got a sausage, you'd like that? And they're like, no, that's gross, no, it's disgusting. If I go on that, I'll end up sinking.
You can tell they're hungry because they didn't make a joke about sausage, you know. So yeah. They just didn't have it in them. So and then they're like, they're talking about doing water toys, and Barry's like, are you going in the water, little boy? And he's like, no, I'm not. He's like, why are you not going to the water? He goes, a creature could be in there, father. Oh no, Safi is right here next to us, don't you worry.
All the pollution is right on this boat. In with that.
You know, I thought, it looks like I'm not the only one wasting away. Look at Safi over there. She's wasting away. I'm sorry. I meant to say she's a waste of space. Different phrase.
So the sushi is served, and it gets Brent's stamp of approval. Brent likes it, everybody. Rest safely, okay?
Brent, who's just like shoveling it in his mouth. Like, again, like, I don't think that Brent has ever eaten or drank before he came on this boat. Every time we see him, he's just shoveling stuff into his mouth.
Yeah. So Natasha comes out to talk to them, and Barry's like, take a seat. The sushi is delicious. All right. Now let's talk about dinner. All right. She goes, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. And he goes, I didn't say I was enjoying it. All right. Don't understand what that means is either. Let's just move on. So dinner. And she goes, well, and Scott just pipes in and goes, I want chicken tenders with fries.
Yes. So, by the way, so I misspoke. So earlier, he didn't want chicken tenders with fries during the sushi. He just wanted chicken. He just wanted chicken teriyaki, I guess. That would explain the teriyaki sauce. Sorry. No. So I'm sorry that his chicken request. I'm sorry I got his chicken request mixed up, everyone. I feel like a regular Daisy.
So Barry is telling Brett and Tony, he's like, guys, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to tell you a secret. All right. Saffron's an idiot. Just kidding. We already knew that. I'm going to propose to my twink. All right. What do you guys think of that? And, he goes, I was going to do it tomorrow, you know, make like a special time of it, but it might be weird to ask him in drag, you know?
And I just know that tomorrow's your birthday and I didn't want to overshadow it, but I thought, you know what would be great is if I overshadowed Tony's birthday. So that's the new plan.
You don't mind, do you? And Brett goes, it's poetic in a way.
It's literally not even poetic. There's like nothing poetic about it. It's just a proposal.
There's like nothing poetic about that.
There's nothing poetic about proposing to your trick who you stole from your daughter
on your ex-husband's birthday on a reality show.
There's nothing poetic. There's nothing. Sorry. Maybe a dirge.
Sales up and they're like, don't the guests want to see this? I mean, this is a huge thing. You know, the sails are going to go up and then the boat's going to go on its side and then possibly a cutting board's going to fall down. I mean, am I the only one that thinks this is exciting, guys? Let's get on board. But the guests don't come up. They're just downstairs watching a video on
Barry's
phone of Gary just berating them as they swim to the shore.
And they're like cracking up, but I'm like, I get it. You know, when you take videos with your friends and you watch them back, you're always cracking up. But in this one, I was really struggling to see what they were laughing at because it was just them swimming and him being like, hurry up, you stupid foons, hurry up. And they're all like, oh, Barry, you're hilarious.
Then we just hear one of them go, this may sound strange, but I think the boat's moving.
That is a strange thing to that does sound strange. I can't believe a boat would move in the water at all.
So Danny and Jean-Luc are watching sunset together, and she's like, okay, now I know the guest asked you who you would pick if the world ends. So who did you pick? And he's like, you, of course. She's like, oh my God, he's so cute. And she's talking to Allie now, and Allie's like, I thought you were just playing around with him, not wanting anything serious, just like I do with Gary, even though I told him what movie I watch over and over. The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, you know, I sort of do like you and JL together. So it could be like if Jason Voorhees and Freddy Krueger got together, just be the most adorable little friendship.
And Danny says, you know, I like him maybe I'm just curious to see how it would work because I'm 5'3". Okay. This man is huge.
She wants to see that dick. That's what it's all about. She's like, she just wants to see if it's huge. So then, now Daisy and Gary are nearby and they're talking, and Daisy is, she wants the boys to dress up for, in drag for dinner. And Gary's like,
I couldn't do that. I'm a straight guy. And Daisy's like, oh, come on. You wouldn't have to go balls out. Oh, no, Daisy. Sorry. Yeah. She's like, come on. You wouldn't have to go balls, you know, just some makeup in the dress.
No, I'd have to go balls out.
No.
He basically sounds like the broken tender. It's like, Gary, you have oil all over yourself. So
at night, everybody's getting dressed in drag. And Barry tells Scott, you know, you're one of the ugliest women I've ever seen. I said one of them. Don't worry, Saffron. I haven't forgotten you, darling.
And I feel like these guys have never done drag or seen drag, because then they're talking in drag and they're like, hi, my name is Brittany. Like what you do when you're like a kid and you're talking like a girl or pretending to be Saffron. Dad.
Yeah. These are kind of straight guys doing drag, right? I felt like that kind too. I was like, have you guys ever, I mean, not that they act like straight guys, it's just how straight guys would think that it's done, basically.
Even Saffron picks up on it. She's like, the way they're speaking, it's like, hello, like, what's going on here?
Quiet, Safi, it's not your turn to speak tonight.
So they're all taking a group picture outside waiting for dinner, and Natasha is making caprese salad with burrata, the most orgasmic cheese you can think of, and chicken nuggets.
Yeah. So they serve this caprese, and like, so there's this duo. We haven't talked about them very much, but there's like a duo of teenage sons, and they don't talk. They just sort of, they are just very morose, and they walk around. They're kind of like if the twins from The Shining were boys and they were teenage and had tattoos, that's what these boys would be. And they just sort of like morosely look at everything. So one of them gets served this caprese, and he like looks at it and he sniffs and he goes, "It's strong, isn't it?" Like he sniffs the burrata. Burrata isn't strong. Burrata is literally mozzarella. It's literally mozzarella in like a different formation. And it is so mild. And I just love that these guys are just like, "Ew, it's strong." I'm like, you literally don't even know what you're talking about. You don't know. I'm
yeah,
like,
they go, "It smells horrible." And Saffron goes,
"Yeah, it's only for old people over 30.
It's a very adult dish, in it. I'm just like angry because I feel like burrata is like so special, and to see these kids be like, "It's strong." Like, even if you say you don't like the way it tastes or you don't like the texture, that's fine. But don't like accuse burrata of being something that it's not, because even Barry stands up for the burrata. This is where Barry wins some points from. He's like, "I think it's quite delicious." I'm like, "Yes, Barry. Yes, yes. You are now my friend. You stand up for burrata."
Finally, we're being served something that looks like me in a Speedo. Oh, I love it, personally. I just got saffroned. All right, so then we go down to the mess, and Daisy's like, "Boys, are you going to get dressed?" And Gary's like, no, come on, we got to do the catamaran. And Glenn says, "Well, can't the night person do..." Oh, did I just give away your excuse? Yes, you're going to have to put on a dress, guys.
And Gary's like, "All right, well, do you have any stockings for me?" And Daisy's like,
"Gary, I haven't worn swan stockings since 1990. What are you thinking about? What are you talking about? Stockings? Are you crazy?"
He's like, "Whoa."
So back at the table, Tony's like, "Can we get fries?
I mean,
I'm just not a cheesy person." And then Brent's like, "Yeah, I'm not a cheesy person." And then like does a Kenya Moore fan flip thing where he's got like a fan and he just rooms it open.
I mean, they just want fries all the time. I mean, listen, I love a fry. Everyone loves fries, I think, but I mean, come on. So they order the fries, and Daisy goes downstairs. She's, "Oh, they want the fries." And Natasha's like, "Oh," she's like, "I told them fries were the main course." She's, "Well, they want them now." So Natasha's like, you know, she's like, "They're trying to fuck with me."
But then, you know, Natasha, I've been pretty much on Natasha's side for this whole thing, but she hasn't even started cutting potatoes for the fries. They've got appetizers. The main course should be out in, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Why don't you have potatoes cut? What is going on? And why is someone who's the chef of a group of people that orders fries at every meal not thinking, "Hey, I'm going to have some potatoes cut"?
Yeah.
They're going to order fucking fries.
I actually agree with this. I actually agree. And even last episode with the steaks and the potatoes and all that stuff, yes, all those potato requests were crazy. But even last week we said, that being said, it shouldn't be too hard to like cook a whole bunch of steaks all at once. And it shouldn't be too hard to make a big bowl of mashed potatoes and then like portion off different ones and put different flavorings in them. But what do I know? Like, it shouldn't take an hour and 20 minutes to get all that food out, I don't think. So
yeah, the tricks really still hate their cheese. They're still going on and on about how much they hate cheese.
It's the weirdest taste I've ever had.
And Brent's like, "I'm going to go down there and beat her with my wig." Jesus.
You are here for like, free, sir.
So, yeah, it's bad enough when Gary does it, but please, you're the nurse. Be quiet.
Yeah.
You know, you're like you're Tony's help. Be quiet, sir.
So guests have high hopes for the lobster, and they're just really excited for it. And so Barry is saying, he's like muttering that Natasha's really embarrassed by all the food, which is why she hasn't come out to talk to them and everything. And just like there's like pandemonium as they're just arranging. It's just like lobster's getting ready, and then the deckhands are getting into their, well, they're not really getting into drag, they're actually dragging their feet. We'll play on words by accident. They're up on sort of like the roof, the top deck, just hiding away from Daisy and everything. Which is really obnoxious because we see every other season of every other Below Deck. This happens where the guys have to dress up in bathing suits or drag. And not saying, I always think it's actually kind of weird that they do it, that they have to do it. But that being said, everyone just does it. And these guys are being real slouches about it.
Oh, I thought they were waiting up there because they were waiting for service. Like, they didn't want people to see them because they're doing the service of the food. So Daisy has to come get them and tell them, hey, guys, it's time to serve the food or whatever.
Oh, I thought they were just, like, trying to avoid getting into drag.
Oh, I don't know. So I don't remember. So they're basically, they all do it, right? And so everybody gets their food and they start carrying out this course. And Gary, of course, is like, I feel sexy as fuck. And Barry's like, Daisy, seriously, can we get some beer here? And then the queens come out with the food. And then Brent, of course, jumps to his feet and just bends over the table and starts twerking.
Brent, by the way, was very snotty about his lobster. He was like, I want more lobster. I'm used to having 3 pounds of king crab, and I eat it all myself. So, I'm like, wow, you're very entitled for a plus one, aren't you?
Yeah, so Daisy is feeling a little bit better about Gary now because I showed some effort, but I'm getting sick of repeating myself. We should strive for the best as a team, and if everyone did their part, I wouldn't come across as such a bitch, and I wouldn't have to be such a mom. It's getting old. You know who else is getting old? Her name rhymes with Paffron. Am I right?
it's quite funny that you served us this meal because when we named her, we were thinking her name should either be Saffron or Baratta, and we decided to go with Saffron. But nowadays, I sort of think that kind of like a sloppy mozzarella kind of fits her personality more. What do you guys think?
Dan. Oh gosh,
Dan,
I'm not Baratta.
Stop being a monster, Saffron.
Dad, stop trying to spread me on toast. I'm not Baratta.
Well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Sailing, everybody.
What a crazy episode. My jaw was agape for a lot of it. And you know, at the same time, you are kind of right. Like, they are fussy and they're demanding, but at the same time, their demands actually are not really unreasonable. they are reasonable demands, but they just are kind of obnoxious too, the way they present them, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Barry's an asshole, but at least, hey, look, he made me laugh. So,
oh my god, it was a great episode. It was hilarious. Oh, television. And we have one more episode with them. We still continue on. So thank you all for listening. We will have, I'm sure, many Gen Shaw updates as they come through. Tomorrow we have Real Housewives of Dallas, which should be interesting. And again, on Thursday we have Real Housewives of New Jersey. I guess the mid-season trailer is already out for that, which is kind of crazy. I feel like they've only just started. And then we got Top Chef and we got Summer House. So big week. And of course, our Boney, which you can check out by going to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Thanks everyone for listening. Hope you all have a wonderful day. Enjoy some Baratta. If you never had it, try it. You'll like it unless you're lactose intolerant. So on that note, bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Higher than high res. She's Lauren Perez.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kiss. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.